Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I talking to Andrea Clayton?
You are.
Hi, ma'am. Are you speak? First of all, are you in a place safe in
which yes,
you can
I am.
Properly? Okay, thank you.
I much. Am.
Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet,
no.
or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you.
I am.
Be sure we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? White.
African American.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president? Sorry?
I definitely will.
Definitely vote then. What is your age? It is
65.
65?
I'll be 65 next week, so 65.
65, let's say. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all to vote.
10.
10? Extremely motivated then. And what
That's
makes
correct.
You feel that way about your motivation to vote?
Because democracy is threatened.
Since democracy is threatened, you said, right?
Our democracy is being threatened, yes.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you so much for your answer, ma'am. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat? Or not
I'm a moderate.
Very or not very a strong Democrat?
I'll just say very because I don't, either one of those is correct. But.
Yeah, okay, I totally understand. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
At this moment, I guess satisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you. In generally speaking, again, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
About the same. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. Tackling inflation and improving the economy. Not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Growing opportunities for everybody to get ahead and thrive.
Dude, I don't remember what you're saying now. Start over. What'd you say?
Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. The last one is growing.
What was the first two?
The first two, tackling inflation and improving the economy. And
okay.
The second one,
tackling inflation and making college more affordable.
Okay, thank you so much, Dan. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you can actually use any number from 0 to 100 to describe the people that I am going to be naming. The first one is Republicans in Congress.
Zero is strong, is don't like, and 100 is like a lot. Is that how it is?
Oh, zero. What about Jai D.
Bond? What is zero? Hold on. What is zero?
Halong means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Yeah.
Okay. So the first one was zero.
Okay. What about G. D. Bond?
Zero.
Zero. What about Kamala Harris?
100.
What about Democrats in Congress?
What about who?
Democrats in Congress.
100.
100. What about Joe Biden?
100.
What about Project 2025?
Zero.
Zero. What about Cornel West?
50.
50. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
Thank you so much for your answer. We're exactly on the middle of the survey. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you so much then. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Kamala Harris and what she's doing?
I have.
Would you say you have heard just like something or a lot?
Something.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable toward her?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you so much. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you... What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
Is that an open-ended question?
Yes, you can totally say whatever you have heard about her, read or seen.
That she's trying to protect democracy and to bring the country back together.
Trying to protect
democracy.
Protect democracy and?
Bring the country back together.
And bring the country all together. Thank you so much, ma'am. We're about to finish. Now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris. 5 means that it is just like a somewhat convincing reason to vote for the future president Kamala Harris. And 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
The first one is, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor... 10. Okay, thank you so much. The second one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. In these elections, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. he spent his entire first presidency diving us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would be meaning turning back to the politics of hate and division for freedom and chance for unity. We need a sane and undefined president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. That is the statement. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing? How would you rate that?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. And the last one, ma'am, it is African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She has an early composer of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and
strongly
to help
agree.
Leave the planet better for the next generation.
Very strongly agree.
Would you say?
Very
Thank
convinced.
You so much, man. We're about to finish the survey. Now let me ask you again. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Thank you so much, man. Let me ask you again. Now that we've talked a little bit more about the elections, please rate your feelings and your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated would you feel?
Is 10 strong?
Yeah, 10 is the strongest.
10.
Thank you so much. And tell me, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
Would you say often or just like
often.
Very often?
Very often.
Very often. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, or other?
I guess Facebook.
Facebook. Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Are you married?
Unmarried?
Yes. Married.
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Moderate, thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say it's just like twice a week or more? Every week? Once? Or just like twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Over half.
More than a half. Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural. Well, not really, I guess. Suburban, I guess.
Suburban. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, then. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Your time was really, really, really important for us today. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. You too.